fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Did you catch Bill's appearance last night on statewide Big Red Wrap?
I heard about it.
I didn't catch it either. I need to watch the replay.
You didn't get much support from your
That's not true.
Three-legged stool.
Zero support. Thanks, guys. I appreciate that.
I said I wanted to watch the replay, but there's a lot of on TV last night.
Sorry.
Wow, Jake. Yeah. Just quit while you're behind here, okay? Yeah.
There's a lot of things
on TV.
I even talked about the stool.
I know you did.
Three-legged stool on TV, and you guys were too cool. Thanks.
Jake's excuses, there was a lot on TV last night.
Well,
Jake, just stop.
I'd like to watch the replay of this. I intend to watch the replay of this.
All right, he's digging out. That's good.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it, Bill. I want to see how you did. Yeah.
He's digging out of the hole right now.
Because I heard it was wonderful from people that did watch it.
Yeah. Now he's really digging out.
Yeah, because you didn't hear that. You didn't say that earlier. Yeah, so you're making that up also.
I heard it's wonderful.
Not once did I claim it was wonderful. I just would nice to have support from the
you.
Team.
I didn't say that was
nice
from you. People said it was wonderful, though.
I tried calling Sipple afterwards. He went with the fake. I had to work. And I know it wasn't true. Then finally he just said, also, there's a lot going on.
No. I was working. I was writing. And anybody who knows me knows when I'm writing, I'm zoned out. But listen, I can turn the tables on you a little bit. Have you ever seen me on Big Red Wrap Up?
Yes.
No.
Don't lie, Bill. No. Don't lie.
I lied.
Okay, so we're square on that.
But I won't miss you because you told me you're on in a couple weeks. And so I will watch that. I think before you kept it.
I don't expect you to do that. But
I might just go down. I know how to. I'm going to go down to the studio with you.
He knows where it's at.
I'm going to go down with you.
Have some pizza?
Yes. I'll be your handler.
Okay. Yeah, this is Bill.
I was hoping for some pizza.
He was here recently. You might know him.
Even as I was walking out, I go, boy, I smell some Valentinos. I go, oh, yeah, it's a nice smell.
He didn't.
You guys missed my clue right there. I dropped a clue.
I could have used it.
I wouldn't mind a slice.
Is there any leftover at all? Yeah,
nothing. All I got was, oh, it is. It's incredible smell. I'm like, well, okay.
They have post-show pizza, and you could have had some.
All right, I'll keep kind of meandering over here to the door slowly, see if anyone stops me for a slice. Nope. Didn't happen.
You fake open this box over here.
Come on, that you could have had some.
The most amazing part was to see the new studio.
Yeah. Oh, and I don't even know.
The studio has all been redone. It's incredible. But the part that was the most amazing was they also do Backyard Farmer there. And I talked in depth with Sean Callahan about that.
Does Sean know about Backyard Farmer?
Absolutely. We talked about it. Sean says it's like the longest running TV show like in the... The Backyard Farmer's been on for like 40 years or something.
I've never caught the Backyard Farmer. I'd like to watch it now.
Roseanne Vertisca's, Laura's mom, watches it, never misses it, and then gives me information that she picks up from the Backyard Farmer.
I embarrassingly didn't know anything. You didn't even watch
the show last night, so don't be embarrassed.
Well, we have some response of how you did from the YouTube. Skur Bear says Bill on Big Red Wrap Up was exquisite last night.
Good. That's Bolt. Good. Bolt that means good.
That means exquisite. Thank you. Right away I go, dadgummit.
It's a big word.
That means you were very good.
Yes.
Very good.
Bolt says Bill did a great job last night at Big Red Wrap Up. That's two.
Bolt.
He has two Bolts in the YouTube chat this morning.
That's the athletic Dave Tebolt.
Yes. From Pender.
Yeah, he played catcher. He played multiple positions on, you know, my dad just moved him around on defense. He's kind of a Lawrence Taylor type guy. Moved him around different spots to attack, to rush like the passer. He was, yes.
Huh.
So it was a thank you, Bolt.
Leroy in Beatrice says he even called you guys good friends. Yeah, we missed out the shout out.
God bless
yeah.
you. Good no, friends. I know that you commented on us. I did hear that.
And I thought maybe you might be listening, but I was wrong because Jake had a lot going on.
Stuff was happening.
And the best part was Jake, I was only on for like 6 minutes.
But that's a short time.
It wasn't like a quick time. Oh, I watched Bush, and then I ended up missing the whole debate, and I missed the entire volleyball
game. If you had told me the exact time you were on, I would have tuned in.
I love Jake's excuse. There was a lot on TV.
Jake,
this is terrible. Well, there's a lot on TV.
I can see if it was back in the day when there was no way to rewind another or anything. No. Or if he just would have said, I watched it. I just didn't watch it until later. No, we didn't watch it at all.
You want us to be honest, and we were. Yeah. Man.
I do intend to watch the replay, at least of Bill's segment on Big Red Wrap-Up.
They will tweet out.
Well, I will watch that. Yeah. I look forward to watching the entire clip of that.
But it was a great show. Loved doing it. They ask, you know, very, very intelligent questions, and it was a lot of fun.
Big Red Wrap-Up.
Yes.
College
football.
Yes.
Yes.
Tuesday nights on NET. Yes. Right. God bless
you. Sorry I missed it, Bill.
Yeah.
I mean it.
Does anybody else watch The Backyard Farmer? Because that show is like it's been on forever.
You've seen it?
I've seen it.
Sean went
into great detail with me about it. And I like that. He had information for me that was really good.
Sean is full of information, and he'll join us shortly, I suppose, here.
Yes, he will, next segment.
He is full of information.
Can we please get him on time? Because sometimes Jake's a little bit late.
We shorten Sean's time.
I'll watch the clock. It's all my fault.
My fault completely, guys. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
It is my fault.
Getting a little defensive.
No, I said it's my fault.
It's gotten uncomfortable.
I got to look at the clock and be better. The music playing. Is that comfortable?
No,
I'm fine.
It's not.
All right, let's do roll call.
Yeah.
Idle chit chat.
Swim.
This may have caused me. My wife wanted to watch the volleyball game last night.
Who won that game?
Nebraska won in 5 sets.
They won the game.
Nebraska nearly swept Creighton, number 9 ranked Creighton. Who, by the way, still has never ever beaten Nebraska in the history of their program. Nebraska was up 2-0, and then the third set went like 33-31 Creighton.
Whoa!
Which led to a resounding. They won like I think 25-16 in set. Four, Craig
set
did.
Four. I watched set four. That didn't go well.
That was bad.
I'd arrived home. Did not go well for the Huskers.
Mojo was gone.
And they rallied back.
But Nebraska wins the fifth set, 15-10. They win the match in 5 sets. Still have never lost to Creighton. 28 straight matches won at home. The second longest streak in the country.
I believe that's 9th ranked Creighton.
That is correct. Number 9 Creighton. Number 5 Nebraska. Top 10 matchup.
Creighton looked good. Yeah. They really did. They played well. It was legit.
Yeah, it was one of those things that was annoying, though, that the Creighton coach, I don't know, I forget her name, but...
Kirsten Bernthal.
Nice.
Yeah.
Whoa!
We just caught...
What the...
Here's what I hope. I hope that Ben just made a note of what just happened. Out of the blue.
And I hope I'm right. Hold on a second.
Sip at the Creighton volleyball coach.
Just come on. Throws it out there. That was incredible. Did you know it, Ben?
I watched a lot of this match. Didn't know her name.
Kirsten Bernthal Booth, as it were.
She had a bunch of challenges that went right for Creighton. There's like 4 straight they called.
Hold on now. Why would that bother you? If she challenged it and she was right.
It's just a good question.
If you kept challenging them and she never won any of them, be like, just let it go.
Okay.
She won every one.
It's annoying when the call that was in favor of Nebraska goes the other way. I'm not the biggest Nebraska volleyball fan in the world. There's bigger fans out there than me or my wife. But in that moment, you want the calls to go your way.
You're not a bigger volleyball fan than Jay.
I was just annoyed.
Yeah, I got it. That's okay.
Again, one of the challenges that were in your favor then go against you when they're looked at again. Is it right? Yes. Is it annoying? Also, yes, Bill.
I'm saying no. That's the whole part of the technology. I'm going to push back on that hard. No, it's just you want the...
This is awesome.
So you'd rather have
Jake.
You'd rather have him non-challenged and just let Nebraska just get points when they really didn't.
Let me ask
them.
You guys: do you guys like the time before or after instant replay? We talked about better times before in the past. What do you prefer?
No, absolutely not. No, it's not better times. I love instant replay.
Okay, now this is
Sip. What about
now?
You?
I'm not I love Bill.
I love it.
I don't think better times to me represents no replay.
I lived 1978, Mike Renfro getting called out of bounds. You should know others at Pittsburgh. I lived it.
Oh,
it
you did. Wrong.
I lived it, and so no.
Please explain that. Renfro was in the back of the Oilers.
In the back of the end zone. Caught the ball, would have sent them to the Super Bowl. Would have changed the entire trajectory of the
Houston Oilers program. Oilers,
yes, and so he was in bounds. Everyone knows that. You can Google it.
Who were they playing, Bill?
Steelers. This is during their okay. run, the Steel Curtain run.
And, I think better times was pre-replay. No. This is interesting because Jake, I get where Bill's coming from on you, but I tire of replays. Yeah, they bogs down the game.
There's parts of it, but there was also parts when I saw people, that I was coaching, that got ejected for targeting, and it clearly was not targeting. Right. And the young man's practiced his whole life to play in certain games, and he gets ejected in like the first series of a game, and he shouldn't have been.
That's fair.
That's the part that would bother me the most.
It's coffee talk, and there's pros and cons.
Handy God.
Right. There's pros and cons. There's pros and cons. A con, of course, is it does bog down the game.
Slows things down.
And it really bogged down. For instance, there was some of that during Nebraska-Colorado, just bogged down the game. I mean,
but was that more, that was more just penalties.
Bad calls, yeah.
Just than it was.
But whenever there's a targeting, there's an automatic replay, right?
Yep.
So, targeting's a tough discussion.
I enjoy targeting because I was the same culprit so much. If you see the targeting against your team, you freak out. It's targeting, targeting.
Yep.
If you're the one that does it right away, it's like, are you kidding me? That's targeting?
That is clean football.
Fascinating. Right. What you just said is fascinating.
It's 100. It's like both sides. You're like, that's targeting. Yeah. What?
Right.
That's targeting?
It's tackling.
Yeah.
That's football. We're playing football, right?
Depending on which side you're looking at.
Right.
And there's some.
You're going to get my guy killed. No, that's football.
I'd be in the booth a lot, and they'd be showing the replay wherever I was coaching at, and they'd be like, what do you think up there, Bill? I go, oh, yeah, it's targeting. He's gone. Yeah. If it's on our own player, I'm like, oh, yeah, 100%. Yep. Yep. Just ran his crown of his helmet right through that guy's helmet. Yeah, that's over.
Yeah. That's tough. This is a tough discussion.
Jake. A lot of people bring you up 1982, Penn State. Sure. Nebraska.
Sure.
You remember during that time when they made the T-shirt? They made a T-shirt of the field at Penn State, and they had the little
sideline that jutted out.
I mean, he was clearly out of bounds.
He was out.
It would have put Nebraska in the national championship game.
I've always been of that mind that refs miss calls, and he's got to deal with it. That's the mind I've always been.
It's like that. It doesn't bother
me. We played during that era.
It doesn't bother me in MLB. There's 162 games, and they miss a called strike or ball or whatever. Yeah. You got a lot of time to recover from a lot of stuff.
Right.
When you back then, it was 11 games back then.
Yeah.
The recovery time is no.
Yeah.
And they voted on who the number one team was. They voted on it.
Right.
And so it wasn't like, well, with one loss, you could say, no, they voted on it.
But, yeah. You think the voters would
newer times? Newer
times. Bill's in favor of newer times.
No,
I am on replay.
It's a rare thing that Bill is in favor of something current day.
It's just one example.
I live something. You don't understand. Yeah. That 1978 deal. That was a 10-year deal.
So was this
10-year deal meaningful?
Well, let me ask you this: how long ago was that, Seth? Do the math. Somewhere in 40-some years. Still bothers me today. Just thought of it right away today, 40 years ago.
Is it bothering you?
Watching it on my grandma's TV, which had decorations on top of it.
Does it bother you?
Yes, it bothers me.
And I don't take that. That's not small to me.
Was the throw from the great Dan Pastorini to Mike Renfro?
Duh.
Okay, confirming.
Was it Pastorini?
Pastorini whipped it in there.
Yeah. Almost. Yeah. He threw a lot of picks.
He did. He had a lot. I think he had more than touchdowns.
Yeah, if you look it up, I bet you'd find it.
Yeah, so he's not. Should be in the Hall of Fame.
You once called him the great Dan Pastorini.
Yes. He's still great.
He was in our era.
And he went by Dante.
I didn't know that.
He went by Dante.
Dante.
Yeah. In our era, he was a notable quarterback.
He was a dude. He's very regal looking.
Yeah.
Wavy hair.
Yeah, he drives, tan. Drives a like a race car, a funny car.
Yeah.
Dragster is what you call him.
This show is big fans of Dan Pastorini.
It really is.
Wish I had seen him live. Wish I got to see him
special.
Play.
He's still alive.
I say play football live.
Yeah. I'll get him on air.
Let's get him in the studio. Come on down to Lincoln, Dan. That's
Ben, pay attention to us.
Young Ben is here, by the way.
Ben's drifting off really bad.
Yeah,
he's trying to figure out what song of the day is.
he is no. Didn't hear it today. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at RenewYourIdle.com. Please call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to RenewYourIdle.com. They do everything from body shops, ceramic coatings, window tinting, and more. RenewYourIdle.com. Yesterday, Sip, you were in attendance for the Marcus Satterfield, Tony White press conference.
Bill, I was riding last night, okay?
I know.
That wasn't a ruse. I had to ride some other stuff. But yeah, you're correct. There was a lot. There wasn't a lot of news. There was interesting discussion.
Did you ask a question yourself?
You know what? It's funny you ask me that.
I always like when you ask.
Well, the last two appearances by Matt Rhule and then the coordinators, and there was a bunch of players yesterday. So the setup, just so you know, is...
Take us there.
Well, it's not that interesting.
Paint a picture.
Just so you guys know. So Rhule talks to the media at noon on Mondays, and there's pizza. And then the coordinators talk to the media on Tuesdays. It's a little earlier. Then there's a lot of players that talk. And I don't hear the players because... Once the coordinators are gone, I write the coordinator report. So I don't hear the players. I would have liked to hear Dylan and Banks and Bullock and Nash Hutmacher, all these guys. And I just didn't hear a word they said, but because I was writing. But I did listen to Satterfield and White. But the last two sessions, I really haven't asked questions. I don't know why. I don't know why.
You have good questions, Steve.
Thank you. I think I asked Satterfield one. But anyway, the big discussion yesterday, or one of the big discussions, was they are really not happy at all with the perimeter blocking. They really make no bones about it.
And here's Marcus Satterfield on the perimeter blocking from yesterday.
That's just a result of our perimeter blocking. Like we're not very good at perimeter blocking right now. And we have to clean that up, and we have to improve this week, next week, the next week. Like we're going to need to get the ball in the perimeter to win games this season, and to have the big wideouts that we have. That has to be a strong suit for us, and it's not right now. And it's not just the wideouts. It's the running backs. It's the offensive line on screens. Like when we get the ball in the perimeter, we have to improve and be able to take advantage of that.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids, activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, it's I don't... Oh, this is, again, I'm not going to get on a soapbox, but a lot of that's just effort. And I don't... Bill, you're a coach. I don't understand the lack of effort. Like, I don't... So it was Colorado. It's your second game of the season. You're trying to turn the program around. And you just don't feel like perimeter blocking today. Is that the issue? You don't want to exert yourself too much? What do you got? Something going on tonight? What's the problem?
it's hard to say with everything that.
That's what I'd say. I think to him, like, okay,
fire him up during film session.
Okay, so you didn't feel like it tonight. I mean there's a pretty big crowd here. It's a big game. We just didn't have it in you tonight. Yeah, you're on TV. Your mom's in the house. You're trying to win the girl. Like, what? You don't even want to play?
Sip is firing some,
I just wonder if like strays this morning. I just wonder if you send that text out to someone like that. Hey, did you see that block? And Sip says, trying to win that girl. All right, you see that push crack? You see that?
Hey, easy. This is a kids are listening. Yeah. Hey, now listen. Look at that.
What?
Ooh. Look.
Spider.
Legitimately a spider crawling toward him.
I saw that.
Anyway. That's God dang. Cool. No, I guess I got to get off my soapbox here, but I don't understand it. I don't understand the lack of, like, why that would be an issue now.
Well, here's more from Satterfield. Okay, what have you seen that concerns you about that perimeter blocking, Marcus Satterfield?
With the perimeter blocking? Just the technique where our hands are outside, we're holding, we're not moving our feet. It's a commitment to demanding it daily. And I think that, you know, last week really, really opened our eyes up, which stinks because Coach, you know, warns us all the time, don't wait till something happens to fix something. Like we saw this happening during camp. We failed to fix it as coaches. So we have to get the perimeter blocking right, and we're going to.
So another interesting discussion that in your profession, that there's something always that needs to be fixed, it seems like, in football.
It does. And that is the one that there's one thing of the advantage of, you know, everybody wants, you know, the young, you always hear about the young, the brand new play caller. And sometimes veteran.
Young and hot play caller.
Somebody likes, sometimes the veteran people that have seen so many problems, so they know, they can see it in anticipation problems. That's what you're spending so much time on different avenues of the game. You spend so much time preparing for what might happen because you've seen it happen before and what's not adding up at the time. Where it's a little bit different back in the day, especially at Nebraska, was, you know, you were talking about, what would you talk about the most for these receivers? Big bodies, making catches down the field, all those things. Well, in the past, if you went way back, you know, like that team you saw jog out from 94 was, you didn't get on the field until you blocked. Pass catching was secondary. Yeah. It was like, no, the perimeter blocking is where we start. That's how you get on the field. Mm-hmm. And then we get to the next phase of it. But it's not a art that is talked about as much in 7-on-7 leagues, and all these things are coming up. Everything's about being a playmaker. And so you have to be able to do a really good job of building that culture within to build a block. And it obviously was addressed. There's no chance that they went through. Maybe it wasn't as good as they wanted it, but perimeter blocking was addressed.
Yeah, I hear you. Good. I'm glad you said that. There's a lot of interesting things that come out of these discussions, and a lot goes through my mind. Tony White was talking yesterday, and I think we all have to do this sometimes, just kind of zoom out, and especially leaders have to do that. And he talked about how at the end of last year, Rhule identified a big problem that they worked on all offseason on defense, which is we have to get the four-man rush right. We have to be able to get to the quarterback with four guys. Go.
Yeah, you know what? I get this question about Coach Rhule and, you know, just learning from him. And the plan he had right after the season, it showed up on last Saturday. And what I mean by that is he said, you know, one of the things we want to work on is being able to rush with four. One of the first things when we got back in the offseason, hey, let's figure out how we can better – be rushing at four guys, you know. And so the whole focus in the spring, rushing four, OTAs, rushing four, pass rush, individuals, things like that. You know what I mean? Putting the right guys in at the right times and all that stuff. Fall camp, same deal. You just show that that's a master class on planning, you know, on foresight from a coach who has been there, done that, and has a bigger view than you know, the assistants and the coordinators. You know what I mean? He saw this last year. And that's just a great, I mean, that's just a great plan a year later. You know what I mean? So the guys did a nice job last Saturday, but let's not disrespect the game and come in here and make sure that we're ready to go this week.
Hey, Bill. Okay, now this is where Jake, I don't know, you might know this. I doubt it.
Like the vote of confidence here.
Well, I don't know it, and this is where I sometimes feel
we need to go to Ben on this
division.
He's the coach.
You know this. how many different ways can you rush with four? I mean, how do you work on rushing with four? What are you doing? Like, what? How do you improve your four-man rush?
Well, one thing is you spend more time on, you call four-man rushes. And so that's the one thing that starts with it. Would just be okay.
Emphasis.
Like, hey, no, we're going to go into this scrimmage and we're going to rush four. We're going to play coverage. And that's where, and so you get more on film, you get more reps of it. That's the one way. Because sometimes, like, yeah, we rush four, but we also did this. And then all of a sudden it's a little bit different. I used to talk about all the time about blitzes. And I would always ask our team, I'm like, well, what if it's a magic blitz where every time we run it, a guy runs free off the edge and hits the quarterback in the back of the head? How many times would I call it? They're like, yeah, every play.
Every play.
There's no such thing as a magic blitz. There's just all you can do is create some one-on-ones and some pressures. Mm-hmm. But the just calling it more is one way to be able to do
it. So when Nebraska's four-man rushing, that's the three up front. Then they're bringing somebody else from somewhere.
Yeah, well, however they have the position designed, it could be where they think the name's Jack. Is he a Jack?
Yeah. So MJ Sherman.
Yeah, so it could be that position. So in the
that's what it is.
Like when I coached in the 3-4, it would be one of the, it'd be these three and it'd be one other.
Jack could be an inside guy.
Could be inside.
Could be a corner.
Different ways to rush. Different ways to rush for would be the way to do it. But also what really helps you when you just watch the NFL, it'll be the best way to take it. Just watch the 49ers rush four. And it doesn't look the same as other teams that rush four.
It does not.
And so talent also stands out here.
It does not.
With the three when you talk about the three of Butler, Nash, and Ty.
Right.
That's extreme talent. And then also you add in the MJ Sherman, the different players. They're also rushing very talented players, which is a big help because you have the ability to get a push on the inside with those guys.
And then you bring someone else. It might be Bayer.
Yes.
Might be. I know that at least one time, which I love it when they bring the corner. I mean, it's you can't always do it, obviously, but yeah, Tommy Hill can cover ground. And here he comes. Here comes number six off the edge.
Especially you can catch him like when you're in the middle of the field. And the ball's in between the hashes, right?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. Ball's got to be on the hash. You want a short porch.
Short porch.
Yeah,
for the corner to come.
For the corner to come, yeah.
You don't want him to come all the way across the field.
No, that'd be a bad deal.
Right. Yeah.
It's always the boundary corner. So.
Okay. Yeah. All right, there's some issues I have. Schematics.
Well, Ben brought it up to me yesterday. He sent me a text and a diagram.
Ben's a coach. He was a coach.
He has to bounce because he's got first aid. Yeah. So he told us.
He was too embarrassed to tell us.
I got coaching class. And also, like, going, what class is it? Is it football theory? Well, actually, it's first aid.
With the long.
Yeah.
Okay, we got time for Ja'Cory Barney.
We do.
Okay, Ja'Cory Barney is a hot topic right now because he's fast. and people now see. He's electric through two games, not big numbers, but I think those numbers are going to get better.
Mark Satterfield on how long did it take to realize he could be helpful right away. Marcus Satterfield yesterday.
Pretty quick. I mean, you saw him in the spring game do some things, return kicks, and I mean, he's just so fast and dynamic. The thing about Ja'Cory is he loves playing football, and that's what you try to recruit to. Like, he genuinely loves to practice. Like, he always has a smile on his face. It's continually recess for him when he's out there on the football field, whether it be a game or whether it be in practice. So I think that and his ability and his ball skills and his speed, I think that just allows him to be a special player. And hopefully he only improves each week.
Football, Bill, in my opinion, can be drudgery. Especially if you're losing. If you have guys that look at it like recess, the more guys you have like that, the better. Especially if they run 4-3-5,
4-3-5 helps a lot, but I've also seen a lot of guys that are 4-3-5 that really don't like football.
Don't like it.
And just doesn't work out. You know how you get a team that likes football?
How?
Recruit them.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the number one thing.
100.
A deal like that. Hey, I'll get him going. When every time a coach says that to me, I'm like, oh, talk about it. Again, that should be an eye roll immediately.
But how do you identify kids that genuinely love football? Is it pretty easy?
Well, it's through research. I have no idea if he was a multiple sport player, but I always look at that. Someone that loves to compete. So I love someone that maybe they go out, they're out for basketball, and they may only score 6 points, but they get 14 rebounds. Oh, God, I love that. And then somebody goes out and wrestles. Somebody that goes out and runs track. And maybe they're not, maybe they run the 100 every time and they're third, but they go out and compete. Some guys are going like, I'm not going to run the 100. Why? probably not going to beat those three or four guys, so I'm not going to run it. But the other guys go out and compete. So you want to find highly competitive players and just see if they, you can tell if they like it. And then also comes down to, you get a pretty good vibe when you go watch people live. When, like I said, when we had to go watch any sort of a live practice in spring or anything like that, it was 100% that night you sent film in that I took of the practice in May
to Ed.
Into Ed, and he would watch it. And so you want, so say, hey, listen, this guy, and then right away you're watching him. Remember, I'll give you an example. We, myself and two or three others went to watch a corner at Grossmont Junior College. And we get
California, to,
California, San Diego. And he gets where Achilles Smith, the quarterback that went to Oregon, number one draft pick, was from Grossmont. And so we're watching him, and he goes during one-on-ones. We're going to watch him do one-on-ones. He went and got re-spatted on his ankle and didn't do one-on-ones. I just left because if you're a dude, you're like, and there's coaches there, you're like, right. Watch this.
Right.
And he didn't. He never did play anywhere. He got, someone took him. I came back. That's, I'm like, we're not taking this guy.
Love for the game, Jake. Now here's the deal. This will get you to your next bit of sound. Okay. There are guys on Nebraska that love it. Dylan, I don't know how many other people love it more than Dylan Raiola. He loves the sport of football. It's good to have a quarterback who loves the sport of football. Like Bill says, not all players love it. I've dealt with that for 30 years. It dawned on me a long time ago. I don't know if these guys even like what they're doing.
They like it on Saturdays.
Right.
They don't like, you better like it on Tuesdays.
Dylan Raiola likes it every day. What did Satterfield say about Dylan Raiola?
I mean, it just means we're not going to slow down. Like, we're not going to slow down and call a game not passively, but a little less aggressive, because Dylan's a freshman. Dylan works his butt off, and you know, he can handle a lot of stuff. The other guys around him need to pick it up, and they need to start learning as, you know, and working as hard as you know, certain, not just Dylan, but we have a couple of guys on offense that, you know, work their butts off with the film. So we're pushing our guys just to match, you know, really not match. It's the standard. Like, what is our standard on offense of you know, opponent study, of learning the playbook, of execution? One of our three pillars is a culture of execution. And that's how we got to get, that's why we have to demand the standard to get to that level.
Isn't it interesting that they're pushing players to match the standard of the true freshman quarterback? He's already come in and
two games in.
Yeah, he's come in and made a huge impression very quickly. He made it a long time ago, actually, but now the games are being played. He said yes. I know he said this yesterday. I could hear him in the background. He did say the nerves are gone. Now, Bill, Coach Sipple, if the nerves are gone, just cut loose now. Just ask him to cut loose. Just start winging it.
I don't think so.
I didn't mean it. Why get Bill's face for crying out loud?
Well, if he's completely unencumbered by the newness of his position in the world, then just go do it. Just go kill it.
Well, the statement is so common in football, and there's different ways to phrase it.
I'm sorry.
And they always talk, you know,
cut loose.
You don't rise to the level of the event. You rise to the level of your training, or you sink to the level of your training. So you just stay within your level of your training and do what is within your training. I would never want to just say, you know what? No more nerves. Wing it.
I didn't mean Coach it exactly Sipple over here.
I don't think I'd quite say it like that. Because if something went wrong, it'd be like, what'd you see? What just happened?
I get it.
If something went right, what'd you see? What just happened?
Yeah, and I know I'm being irresponsible in some ways, because I'm basically, in my mind, what I'm saying is, hey, take some chances. If you feel good, don't.
Triple coverage,
probably,
go for it.
Yeah, probably don't do that, Jameis. And Jameis does that.
Yes,
I've watched enough of Jameis Winston.
But you love watching him.
Yeah, he'll throw it right into triple coverage because he feels like he can. Yeah. He does. Yeah. There's no doubt in my mind. He just thinks, well, I'll get it in there. Don't do that. But I'm going to try to spin out of this. The fact he doesn't have nerves is a great sign, because he's a talent.
Yes.
This is a good picture. But yeah, Bill's right. You got to keep him on the ground, you know, or somebody's going to take a pick back, and then it gets bad.
We will get back to more of this audio as the show goes on. Before we get to break,
Sean's coming.
I know that you're hungry, Sip. You're hungry every first segment of the show.
For what?
for breakfast from Early Bird.
Is it open?
The Bird. They opened, yeah, they opened 3 minutes ago, 6:30. Yeah. They are open. So breakfast burritos, chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
Yes, in gravy.
It is.
Gravy.
They've got cinnamon roll pancakes and also the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
What was that?
That was fine.
That was terrible.
Gave me an average hash one. Hash hole.
What was that? I'm bringing, we're going to sub Ben in from now. No, okay. We're going to sub him in.
For the hash holes. Could you do it, that
Ben,
part?
Could you do it?
Ben could do it. Look at him. Yeah.
I think he could.
He's got that t-shirt on from that was found in the bottom of his car. He's good to
it's
go.
It's not a V-neck, though.
Not a V-neck.
It's a proper neck.
Also, it's
there.
Like, what do you have in kind of an off-colored green? Do you have anything you have that's in an off-colored, somewhat kind of that. A...
Kind of a bathroom green.
I'm in the market for it.
Seafoam. Yep, you have, where's your Seafoam t-shirts at? Oh, they're right over here, sir. Thank
early,
you.
Early Bird, 19th and K, open every day, 6:30 to 2:30. Sean Callahan next, an early break on the ticket.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.